Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is today's American Woman, Elegant Mrs. And what I'm going to discuss today is what freedom means to me. With the 4th of July coming up, today's American Woman, National Elegant Mrs. 2015 is to talk about the freedom and what it means. If you want to learn more about what Today's American Woman stands for, please go to www.todaysamericanwoman.com. Okay, to get on the topic of what freedom means to me, first of all, let's see what the Merriam Dictionary states. The Merriam Dictionary states that freedom, the definition of freedom, is the quality of state or being free as the absence of necessity, coercion, or constraint in choice or action. It's liberation from slavery or restraint or from the power of another, independent. The quality or state of being exempt or released, usually from something onerous. Freedom from care. Ease, facility, spoke the language with freedom. The equality of being frank, open, or outspoken, answered with freedom. Improper familiarity, boldness of conception or excursion. And unrestricted use gave him the freedom of their home. It's also a political right, franchise, or privilege. We in America have the freedom to do most anything we really want to do as long as it's within the guidelines. Freedom does not mean that there's not going to be any rules, because without rules, the problem would become that everybody would want to do whatever they want to do. And it could cause chaos. And also, it could cause other problems. Whenever you start a job, or with me, I just got crowned the national title holder, we have to sign a contract. Within the contract, there are certain things that are binding. You have an option to say, okay, I want to do this, or I don't want to do this at the time of signing. If you say, okay, I will live up to this contract, I will do what we're supposed to do, and I promise to do whatever's in this contract, then you sign it. At that time, you still had the freedom to back out. But once you sign it, then you still had the freedom to eventually say, hey, I don't want to live up to this contract. I don't want to do it. Or you can say, I want to do this. This is my freedom. I've chosen to do this. This is what I'm going to do. Now, if somebody was to force you to do something, say you had to sign something, then otherwise your life depended upon it. There's still that freedom of choice. Freedom of choice is when you had the option to choose between this or that. Either you sign this or you die. Okay, now. If you don't sign it, you're going to die. Or you sign it, then you're not going to die. That's your freedom. You have the freedom to vote. You either vote or you don't vote. It's your choice. You have the freedom to eat. Okay? You say, wait a minute. What happens if I don't eat? Then, yeah, you may end up having problems at the end. You have the freedom to be able to decide, okay, I'm not going to eat. Okay, what's going to be the course of not eating? You'll die. If you skip one meal, then you're not going to die, but you may say, oh, I'm hungry later. I might get a headache. But you still have that freedom of choice. You have the freedom to go ahead and go someplace. Okay, if you either choose to do it or you choose not to do it. It's up to you. You have the choice to do whatever you want to do. It's a freedom of choice. Now let's talk about slavery. What is slavery? Slavery is when you take away the freedom of choice. That's when you don't have a choice to do what you want to do anymore. Okay, you say, I've always heard that slavery is where you were forced into something. Well, yeah, you're forced. There's, like, as sad to say, there is still slavery in this world. They did not opt to be able to be where they are. They did not opt to be taken in as prisoners. They did not opt to do what they want to do anymore. That is extreme slavery. Now, minor slavery is where you opted at first to do something and you gave up your right to do it, to do anything else but that. Say that you entered into a contract and there it says you can't get out of that contract for such a period of time. Okay? Well, from this time to that time, you have to be bound to that time, and it says you can't get out at all. Well, that's a sign, and you had the freedom of choice, but you gave it up. And you must now complete it. That's your choice. That's your option. Now, if it was in that, they put more things in there. They put they changed the contract up, and they say, okay, you're bound to this, this, and this. Hey, wait a minute, that's not what I agreed to. Well, those three things, you agreed to do whatever was in that contract. And anything else outside of that, if it's forced upon you, then you're becoming a slave to that. But you still have the freedom of choice. Here in America, you can breach your contract. You can get out of the contract. You don't have to be bound to that contract. So freedom of choice is being able to make your own decision. Now, why is this important? Why about it now? First of all, it's the 4th of July. We have Independence Day coming up. Independence, to me, we were given this by those who sacrificed their lives. For me, my father was a Vietnam veteran. A Vietnam veteran, back then, those men, there was what's called the Selective Service back then. And many of the wars at that time, or combat, there was the chance they had to go out and fight. And if you were such and such age, you had the draft. You got drafted to go to war. Those men, some of them had the choice. Some of them entered. Some of them were from the wrong side of the track. Some of them had to try to do what they could to feed their families. If they were poor, most likely they were forced into having to choose a way. But they still had the freedom of choice. They could have said, no, I ain't going to do it. I'm going to let my family suffer. But at the same time, what was in it for? What could they do to help their families? Being born on the wrong side of track meant that they didn't have the food that they needed. They didn't have they had to skip school. They had to live under horrible situations. And at that time, if they entered the military, they could actually earn enough money to help feed their families. They could put food on the table. They can do what they needed to do to be able to help out with the family. They chose to go into it, but with horrible conditions. Whenever the Vietnam vets came back, the Vietnam soldiers came back, they were often spat upon. They were mocked. They were treated really harshly. But yet they fought for our freedom. That is what they were told. They were told that they were going to fight for our freedom. After that, then came the time that they found out about the Agent Orange. What is the Agent Orange? It's a chemical that was sprayed within Vietnam. During that time, the Agent Orange could get into the bloodstream. The impact has actually been too harsh on not just the soldiers themselves, but also it came upon the fact that it became part of the family. It became any of the children had a chance of getting things such as spina bifida or other types of disease, illnesses, or birth defects because of the Agent Orange. But at, again, there's still freedom there. The freedom is, there's the freedom for me. I had spina bifida. And I have had the honor and privilege of being able to say, yes, my father served. My father did what he could do. The men and women that go over to these different combats and wars, they don't have to do it for me. They don't have to do it for you. They just they could basically say, ah, nope, I'm not going. And guess what? Where would our country be today? Where would the peace, the blood, the liberty, yes, the red, white, and blue, where would that be? We could all just say, okay, nothing's going to go on, nothing's going to happen. But what if it does happen? What can we do at that point? We had the, okay, recently we had the gay rights get passed. Many of you guys out there are going, oh my God, don't even approach that. But let's look at it from two different perspectives. The gays, right, the gay marriage, and those that are not for the marriage, those that believe that a marriage is between a man and a woman. It is our freedom to take a side. It is our freedom to decide, okay, I believe that everybody should be happy and everybody should be able to get married. Or, no, I think it's wrong. We need to appeal this. We can't have this. It must be, we must stick to one man, one woman, and that's it. We cannot allow others to get married. Notice, I'm not going to take a side. It's my freedom to decide not to take a side. I personally have my own feelings on it, but I'm not going to tell you what my feelings are on it because of the fact that it is your freedom to choose. Everybody has a freedom to decide what's right and what's wrong, what's ethical, what's not ethical, what their world should be like. Everybody has an opportunity to express their feelings. And so we also have the opportunity not to express our feelings, but to keep them to ourselves. We have the opportunity to support or not support. That is our freedom. We have the opportunity to stand up and state what we want, like an advocate. I'm an advocate on different issues. Like here in Oklahoma yesterday, the Supreme Court, Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled based upon the Constitution that the Ten Commandments had to be moved. Okay. I, for one, believe in the history of the Ten Commandments. For all my life, I have known the federal government and the other governments to at least have some type of Ten Commandments posted somewhere upon their capitals. For me, that is history. For me, I don't want to see those Ten Commandments moved. Oh, wait a minute. How about the satanic statue that they were going to put out there last year? What was your feelings about that? If you want the Ten Commandments to stay, why don't you want this? What would you have wanted the satanic thing? To me, we get to the point of saying, wait, I don't want to see a satanic statue out there at all. But isn't that contrary? You want isn't the Ten Commandments religious and this other you don't want? How about freedom of religion? Do you get down to the freedom of religion? Everybody has their thoughts and opinions on what should and should not happen. Everybody has a right to believe what they want and what they don't want. Okay, how about the Confederate flag? What's your opinion on that? My opinion is if we look at some of the history of the Confederate flag, there's two sides of that as well. For every side, there's an opposing side. For everybody's decision, there's also a contrary decision that could have been made. For me, I don't want to see history go away. I think that to be able to see it and be able to know that it's there, to be able to understand what happened, where we came from, will help us stop and not repeat history. I don't agree with the hate that symbolizes, but in everything we do, there's always a chance that there's going to be the hate. There's always a chance that there's going to be people that's going to take something wrong. Freemasons, Knights of Columbus, Eastern Stars. Different people have different views of these organizations. To me, there's nothing wrong with the Masons. There's nothing wrong with the Eastern Stars. There's nothing wrong with the Knights of Columbus. But others have always said, well, how about the Illuminati? The Illuminati, there's no proof that it even exists. So what about it? And if it does exist, they have the freedom to believe what they want to believe. Everybody has a choice to believe what they want to believe and what they don't want to believe. Whenever we consider things, like whenever we consider the choices on everything and everyone, you don't have to live your life in bondage. You know, Christ came to set us free. Now, some people, religion is bondage. Well, if it's bondage, you have a choice. Live with it or deny it. For me, I choose to live in Christ. I choose to follow Christ. He came to set me free, and free I am indeed. I may not be able to do everything like everybody else, but you know, I have the freedom to choose how I do things. I have the freedom to leave my house in a wheelchair because of the fact that I have a difficulty. I fall down a lot. I have spina bifida, I have MS, and I have a spinal cord injury. All three things, magnitude, is why I'm in a wheelchair. But you know, I have the freedom. I still have freedom to go to the zoo. I still have freedom to do what I want to do. In fact, I even had freedom to run for a pageant. And that is the reason why today I'm today's America Woman, National Elegant Mrs. It's because of the fact that I opted to go above my abilities and see how much more I could accomplish. I chose to do 5Ks. If nobody said, you have to run, you have to be in your chair and go to the 5Ks. No. I opted to do that. I also opted to go and try to get my doctorate. Right now I'm working on my doctorate. In fact, after I get this done, I'm going to have to go back to work on my doctorate. I have my dissertation that I'm working on. Nobody said that I had to go get my doctorate of education. No, that was a choice. In fact, many people don't go get their doctorate. A lot of people don't even go get their master's degree. But I chose to do this. This is my freedom. Everybody has options, and that is what freedom is options. The moment that those options are taken away, that's slavery. If you have to do what you have to do, say that you're in a country where at a certain grade level, you take a test. If you pass it, you get to go on to the next grade. If you fail it, you are forced into certain jobs. You have to do certain things. You can always say, I ain't going to do it, and fight your system. But at the same time, you know you have to do it. That is where you start having that bondage. That's where you start having that slavery. Back whenever I was growing up, there was this thing called apartheid in Africa. It was the white minority was ruling the black majority. And several of the individuals were forced into labor. They were forced into serving the white minority. They fought for their freedom. In fact, some were killed, some were beaten. Whenever you start reading about the apartheid, that is true slavery. whenever you start reading about different things that you have to do, certain things, communism. Communism is not freedom, complete freedom. Democracy, even though we want to look at it as complete freedom, it's not complete freedom, but there is freedom within it. We have the choice to do or don't do. We all have a choice to be able to do everything or do nothing. And it's up to us how we want to do it. We have to figure out what is life and what's not life. So, freedom is freedom. Right now, as you probably hear, I'm having my ears blown out because somebody has the freedom to blow my ears out with their music. I'm sorry if this is going to cause a problem. They can shatter my windows. But it's their freedom to play their music up loud. It's their freedom to do what they want to do. And yes, it hurts my ears, but that's their freedom. We can all decide what we want to do and what we don't want to do. But when we decide what we want to do and what we don't want to do, we also have to pay the consequences. Consequences can be as minor as not getting to do something else. Or consequences can be severity as losing your life. That's up to you. What do you want? What do you feel like is being called upon? It's all up to the individual. Sometimes life doesn't get what exactly what we want to get because we have the freedom of choice. Now, let's go back a little bit. Let's say, how about the chocolate cake? Let's go to a chocolate cake. Let's go to a bakery. Okay. In the bakery, you can choose chocolate cake, chocolate cupcake, croissants, vanilla cake, strawberry cake. Think about your most favorite dessert. Okay, once you start looking at your favorite dessert, then you have to decide, okay, which favorite dessert do I want? And so once you start looking at your favorite dessert, then you start going, okay, do I want this dessert or do I want that dessert? Okay, I prefer to have caramel. I want something with caramel in it. Okay, that's my preference. That's my freedom to decide I want caramel. Now, say that there's no caramel at this bakery. Well, I have the freedom to leave and go someplace else that will have what I want. Or I can choose what this bakery has and go ahead and go with what they have. That's my freedom. Now, say that I only had one bakery. Okay, and this bakery did not have that caramel. Still have a choice to go home and cook it. I can go home and cook me a cake that has caramel in it. Okay. What if I don't know how to cook? I can actually find somebody else that might cook it for me. What if you can't find anybody that can cook it for you? You see how the options are getting less and less. But you still have the option to do without. You can still decide, okay, I'm either going to accept what's here or I'm going to have to do without, one or the other. If you choose to go without, that's your choice. If you choose to choose what's there, your options that's at that bakery, initial bakery, then that's your choice. Okay, now let's go down to the pet store. Okay, we're going to go down to the pet store. We go into the pet store. They have kitty cats. They have puppy dogs. They have reptiles. They have rodents. They have all kinds of different animals. Now, you get a choice. Which one do I want? Do I want to have a dog or do I want a cat? Or what do I want? Okay, I need something that's going to help me out. I need a service dog. Okay, guess what? Service dogs, you have options of how you want to get it trained. do you want to self-train? Do you want to have a company train them for you? Or do you want to go to a service dog school and get one from them? Preferably at this point, I'm going to stop right here and say, you want to get one that's either, you do not want to be an owner-trained dog. You can if you really have faith in your training, but I would say work with a trainer. Please work with a trainer because that way the dog will get the proper training. You can actually train, owner train your own, and if that's your preference, again, you have your freedom. That is your freedom to decide, how am I going to train my dog to serve me? Another thing, you get to decide how many cats or dogs you want in your household. Okay? You don't want like animals? Then no thing. If you like animals, get some. This life is so full of freedom that we take it for granted. I can go on and on and on about the freedom. Now, I'm going to talk about the abilities over the disabilities in this. You have freedom to say, okay, the state doctor said I can't do this, this, and this. Well, if you can't do this, this, and this, then you can either dwell on it, or you can decide that I'm not going to dwell on it, but I'm going to look at my abilities. If you look at what you can do, then you're much more likely to be happy than if you dwell on the negative. If you look at the negative, then you're only going to see the negative. If you look at the positive, then there's more likely you're going to be the positive. My platform is abilities over disabilities. Looking at the positive and achieving what you can instead of looking at what you can't do. Can't never do nothing. But freedom is the ability to do and make choices and being able to be where you want to be and how you want to get it. It does not mean that you can choose to go and rob a bank. But is that choice going to give you what you need? No, because you're going to end up in jail. Okay? In other words, with every freedom, there is a consequence that's going to follow. If you choose to do something, you better be ready to pay the consequence. So today is today's American Woman, National Elegant Misses. Today's American Woman, National Elegant Misses, and please go to www.todaysamericanwoman.com to find out more about our pageant. Thank you very much.